You hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Back to the digital bell.
You could bring the other one.
I could. All right. Okay. Welcome, everyone. I think this is class 19 of this series. Don't quote me on that. Let's take 3 deep breaths together. Let everything go. Release all tension. Relax the whole body. Stretch if you need to, straighten your spine. Settle in. Eyes open or closed as you like, whatever works better for you to stay alert. Go to an area in the body that is drawing your attention. And feel it. Without resisting anything. Let whatever is there come up and dissolve or express itself. Find the essence of that sensation in the body or that emotion, the subtle essence of it. What is it at its most subtle level? And then rest as that essence. Merge with it and rest. The ultimate, most subtle level of all phenomena is pure space, pure awareness. See if you can tap into that and then rest. Stop doing anything. This is what we mean by resting. Resting means non-doing. When we stop doing for an extended period, something shifts. The mind calms down, and there is a recognition of the self, of your beingness. This recognition becomes more and more subtle. More and more singular. into his subtle essence. Stay connected. With your wholeness. In Mahasatipasana Sutta, from the Theravadin tradition of Buddhism, there is an ancient charnel grounds meditation, death meditation. In the preliminaries to this death meditation, follow a course of thinking about the dissolution of the body, that death of the body is certain. That is the only certain thing in life. And yet we're taught to push death away, to pretend it's not going to happen. And we rarely think about it. Also, the time of death is uncertain. Could be a minute from now, could be 40, 50 years from now. We don't know. Time is dwindling down and we have less and less moments to prepare ourselves. Less opportunities. To develop ourselves before the body goes. And we must come back around in the cycle of birth and death once again. The body is fragile. And there is nothing that can stop the body from its dissolution at the time of death. Not our friends or family, not our possessions, not our minds, not the body itself cannot stop this. Meditation on death comes out of many traditions. Many spiritual adepts taught it. One purpose of meditating on death is that it helps us get our priorities straight, helps us prioritize what is important and let go of the things that are not important, not helping us evolve, not helping others evolve. It also helps to ground us into our practice. And reminds us that the most important thing to prepare for death is to get to know ourselves better. Thank you. So the actual death meditation goes like this. You picture your body. You just died. Your body just died about an hour ago. And you're hovering above it, examining it. It is turning blue, the skin is bloating, there is blood. And it is lifeless. So examine your body. And then some time passes and the condition changes. Now there are worms and flies eating away at the flesh in your body. Decay has started. You can see all the parts. The skin is starting to break away. Flesh is separating from the bones. The organs are dissolving and decaying. And more time passes, weeks go by. Now your body is mostly bone and tendon and ligaments. The skeleton is protruding through. There are still droplets of blood, but mostly what you see is skin and bone. observe every part. Of this corpse that you once identified as you. Months go by. Now your body is just bones stuck together with ligaments. Most of the rest of it has decayed and gone into the ground. The feet and the hands, the bones have separated and are falling into the earth, becoming lost in the earth. In the dirt. Years go by. Now your body is nothing but a scatter of bones, bleached by the sun. Decades pass. And the bones have begun to turn to dust. And soon will become part of the earth. Unrecognizable. Turn to dust. This or some version of this will happen as all things that are born must die. Death is the only certain thing about a life. So what are we doing with this life? Will we use it to discover what we really are? Or will we spend our time on things that ultimately do not matter? Or things that will also go away when the body goes away? Perhaps knowing that the body will die will help us just to live more fully. However we decide to live. Or whatever we consider important or what the purpose is. just dedicate this practice to all beings. May all beings be happy and free. May all beings discover their true nature. Okay, at your own pace, come back into the room, open your eyes, Is that too morbid? You guys?
Bring it on.
Huh?
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Right on. That was not the response I expected, but I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. But like, you know me a bit better now, I tend to get fixated on details, so I'm really interested in like the biology of the skeleton and all. Really,
pulling
into it in
fine detail. Nice.
But you threw me off a bit when you said about the bones with sun bleach, because I was under the ground. So.
Oh, you were already under the ground.
Right.
Oh, I didn't get
but
that.
But then I was like, oh, damn it, I want to be on top of the mountain. Like, threatening, you know? It's all good.
Yeah. I didn't think that one totally through. I think that's how it was in the original, in the Sutta version. I think it's, yeah. But yeah.
Was this a regular practice?
Not for me. I did a different one. But I went back to it recently, and I just don't like it. It's too symbolic and crazy and Gelugpa.
Huh?
Tibetan. It's very Tibetan. It's very heady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't relate to it really anymore. It's just that tradition is very heady, and I'm not that way.
Heady in the sense of visualizing?
Memorizing.
Mm.
Well, visualizing, yeah, but there's a lot of symbolism that you have to memorize.
Mm.
And it's something you have to kind of learn, like, by doing over and over again. And it's, and a lot of the symbolism is, feels a bit, what's the word I'm looking for? It feels a bit juvenile to me. Feels like, oh, this is something that the little monks learned when they were in their, you know, growing up in the monastery. And I think that's probably the case. Yeah, I can't really relate to it. So, but yeah, I mean, what more do you need to contemplate your death than to just examine what it looks like? Yeah.
What alternatives there are to contemplate our death?
To contemplating death?
Yeah.
What alternatives?
Yeah, what would you do if you don't like this practice? What other?
I do like this practice, I just did it.
Yeah, and so I'm not understanding what you're saying.
The one I did just now
comes
from the Theravadan tradition. It's a different tradition than the one I learned.
Ah, okay.
And I like it a lot better.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. It's very straightforward, like the Theravadins are.
Mm-hmm.
It's very old school Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was taught by Shakyamuni Buddha. Perhaps it was, because it comes from a sutta.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that the Buddha wrote the suttas, or the suttas were transcribed from the words of Siddhartha Gautama Shakyamuni Buddha, so perhaps. Yeah, so, but I think it's helpful, at least for me. So.
Not only to accept our own inevitable death, but the death of, those around us who may have already died or will die soon or in the future. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems so foreign to me even now, the idea of it, because it's not a part of our culture.
Yeah, I felt really bad today when I was talking with the kids, and eventually we started talking about this, and I said, because we all, everyone, everything that is alive will die. And one of them looks at me, like the smartest of that bunch. I'm not going to die. And I was going to answer, and then I was like, oh, geez, should I say this to a kid? Now then I was confronting myself with this.
Oh, why not?
Yeah, I know, why not? But there was something in me that really was saying, you should not tell this to a kid.
Oh.
And because I didn't know, you know, how they absorb it, you know, and in what way they would absorb it. And he was so sure about saying, like, I'm not going to die. And then the others, me neither. Me neither. And I was like, okay.
it's a plague. non-dying goods.
Sweeties, we are all going to die. We're all gonna die. But I had to take courage to say this to the bunch of kids. I had to just really center myself and say, no, this is right. This is correct. I should say this. But this is the whole culture. It is. And they just looked at me when I really said, everything that is alive will eventually die. Everything. Okay? And we don't know when. And hopefully when you're very old and you lived so much and you experienced so much. And they were just... And then silence, started changing conversation.
You do the toddlers, not?
Yeah.
So you do the toddlers, not?
Yeah, kindergarten age. That's why I was really thinking a lot.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh?
Oh, as a kid, later on, I saw everything always dying.
You saw everything what?
If I looked at something, I saw the end.
You saw the end of it?
Yeah, still can have that alarm.
Interesting.
Not feeling well.
When you were a kid, you did?
Yeah. I saw a flower, I saw it die in my mind.
Wow. So, wow, interesting.
Yeah.
What about people?
No, people not so much, I believe. No.
Hmm.
They don't lie.
Why do you think that is?
No, but objects.
Objects.
The earth, the whole planet, yes.
Okay. But not people. So
not
much.
Specific people. Mm. Not specific that way.
Maybe ones you didn't like.
Hmm?
Maybe ones you didn't like.
There's some truth in that, you know.
I'm loving your no filter person.
Oh yeah, it's my jolly side is coming out. Now,
yeah,
isn't
good.
That's why this felt so, so strangely well known to me. You know, the meditation.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh really? Okay. All right.
Yeah, the same for me. There was nothing morbid about it whatsoever.
Not morbid at all.
No.
But the first, when we did it in the retreat, it was a big thing for me, but I got really emotional. I just wanted to hug my body.
I felt this sort of very distant.
And like, oh, poor thing. Look. Think, oh.
That's funny. I didn't get that at
all. No, I get like such a cold, detached kind of feeling.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Like, oh, gross.
Really?
Like, I used to call that me, and now it's all just like fly bitten. Yeah.
Oh no, I was thanking my body all the meditation.
That's great.
Saying goodbye like I would to my dog. Like I actually did with my dog.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's great. Wow. All right, so maybe we'll do that again sometime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Let's wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next time. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Yep.